Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Great news. Macy's has everything you need for all your summer occasions, including the perfect outfit for graduation, your summer trip, or that end of the year summer wedding. I have one of those. It is formal black tie. Yikes. They're going to help me out. I'm also getting really excited for summer with Mac. I'm going to go to Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for my guy. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. They have all the poolside essentials. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's happening, everyone? This is the pregame. You know the drill, 10 minutes of fun. If you're interested, you pop on over and listen to the full episode. Aaron Andrews, Carissa Thompson, this is the Calm Down pregame. And hi.
Hi. I just thought the camera caught me. I was looking down at Howie winking. You know what's so funny, and we didn't expect this to be part of the pregame, is like
wink
I
Martindale.
Feel like my wink, oh, great guy. My messed that up, gave me anxiety, that report this year, Packers Ravens. Thanks, Carissa, so much for bringing that back into my train of thought. But back to Howie and me just winking at him. It's like I literally thought that he could understand what it was all about, me winking at him. Dogs don't know, but I feel like my dog does know, you know?
I think dogs definitely know what's going on.
He doesn't know a wink, though, does he?
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? If he knows, hey, do you want to go for a walk? Hey, do you want to treat? Why wouldn't he know a wink? I think dogs, well, this is, you and I have an affinity for dog. We're very much dog people. Dogs are, if I was to be reincarnated, that's why I have a like tattoo because I believe in reincarnation. That's a different podcast. But I think that if I get a choice as what I want to come back as in my next life, I would for sure be a dog. They understand everything. And that's why they're man's best friend.
I would
it's
be.
It's why they're service dogs. They don't have service cats. And don't try to tell that peacock. Did I send you that Instagram? I sent it to the Calm Down DM. A woman brought a peacock on a plane and said it was a service animal.
That tail was so long in the aisle. One time we tried to take Howie commercial and his tail was so long in the aisle. And it made me think of that peacock that you sent. It's too hard bringing dogs this size. I drank the whole time. Poor Jarrett had to deal with not only Howie off the plane, but mommy off the plane. It was a disaster.
You definitely had to buy him a seat. That dog is too big to fit like in between you guys.
No, he went in bulkhead in first class. It just didn't work. And I freaked out. I panicked and never again. We're never doing it again. Ever, ever, ever.
No, we're not doing that. So look, I get it. We all need things. And if you need an emotional support animal, that's fine. But the peacock's tough on a plane. Not a lot of room. Anyways, I want to come back as a dog, Howie understands the winks, and you guys understood the assignment, sending in questions that you have for us, so we always appreciate that.
I want to come in as an all-pro linebacker. That's what I want to come back as, you know?
What?
And not just a one-year all-pro linebacker, like I'd like to be repeating,
Bobby Wagner.
Like an Aaron Donald, yeah. Like how,
whoa.
I know he's not a linebacker, but he's always like, you know, every single year having success, so I would like that to be me, linebacker. What?
Oh my God, Ray Lewis. Okay. That's interesting. I would be an offensive player. I wouldn't have pinned you for a defensive gal. I'm going to be honest.
Defense wins games.
Championships too. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? Okay. So this is actually a perfect segue. I'm going to mess up the names. And so I apologize in advance. Meso Ernie wrote in, how did you fall in love with football, Aaron?
For my dad. Just my dad is a great storyteller and he did it for a living for a ton of years being an investigative reporter. And when I started falling in love with sports is when he started telling me the stories behind players, coaches, organizations, and introduced me to the Red Sox, the Boston Celtics, and the Green Bay Packers. So yeah, what about you?
Same. Scott Thompson. He would always be watching SportsCenter. He would always be watching any kind of sports. But I remember specifically the reason I say SportsCenter is because Berman was on and it was the day of Dan Patrick and all those guys, Rich Eisen. And I remember wanting to spend time with my dad, no matter what he was doing. I just like idolized him. And so he's like, well, you can sit down next to me, but you're not allowed to talk. He's like, and I will ask you questions and teach you things, but do not just be jabbing away. I'm watching the games. I'm watching things happening. And then he would teach me the games that way. So yeah, definitely cute. From him. And then he used to play in a flag football league. So I would go to his games with him. And then I got really excited because anyone that's been to Seattle knows Dick's Drive-In. It's an old school.
I don't know Dick's Drive-In.
Oh my God. It is a staple in the Seattle area. So imagine going back in like 1950 and having like a root beer float be $1.25. The prices stayed the same. There was no cash registers. Like the employees would just do the math themselves in their head. It was an awesome place to go. And again, my Seattle brethren will know exactly what we're talking about. So I would go with him to his flag football game. I'd bring my little briefcase because I like to do business. And he's like, okay, sit here in the stands. And like, I like have all this paperwork out doing fake nothing. And then he would take me to get a root beer float and a hamburger afterwards. And I loved it.
Instead of doing business with a briefcase, I played a game when I was younger with my mom when she would like fold laundry. And I called myself Sue the Waitress. And cute. I would always call my mom Paula because that's her name. And I'd be like, we would role play this whole thing. Sue the Waitress. I had three kids. One was named Cigarette. Oh, and Sue the Waitress smoked Crayolas.
Cute.
Cigarette, Tractor, and Blanket. Who knew Michael Jackson would name his kid that way? Yeah, that was me. You're
that's
doing
what your
business
kids'
deals.
Names were?
Yeah. You're doing business deals and I'm doing I'm Sue the Waitress smoking Crayolas.
Smoking heaters and having three kids, one named Tractor. That's an unbelievable story. We'll expand
Tractor,
more on that.
Tractor, Cigarette, and Blanket.
In the full episode of the Calm Down podcast, because there were so many games. I'm writing this down. You're writing it down? Write it down.
Reach, write it down.
Bev, Will. I played a lot of other games too, and it was, yeah. So, but my favorite was business with my briefcase. My grandpa gave me his briefcase. He worked at Boeing, and it had like the little things, like, you know, on suitcases.
Aww.
That you could put the code in and to like lock it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the code and the code was 123. And I was like, no one will ever get into this briefcase. I have a code on it. That leads us to our next question again, you guys. Next question is favorite interview of a player and most embarrassing interview. Oh, shit, I got to think about these.
One of my favorite interviews, I'm kind of looking up at him, was Big Poppy after the Red Sox won the World Series. I forgot which year it was. It was after the Boston bombing and Poppy had done that whole, this is our fucking city. And so I gave him the mic and yeah, I'm looking, oh God, he's the best.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And he just did that whole thing again. It was really cool. Do you have a favorite?
One that stands out, I'm trying to think. You've had a lot more in the moment interviews, like post game and reaction. I mean, those, because I didn't spend as much time on the sidelines as you did. So my interviews were more in the sit down vein. But I love a lot of the interviews that I get to do for NFL films because it's telling the story of the individuals. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, on the spot, I don't know. I'd have to think about it further. I've had a lot of good ones. Embarrassing interviews? I don't really have one that jumps out as far as embarrassing.
I don't either.
I know. Sorry. That's like a lame. I'll think about it. Peachy.
I interviewed Carson Palmer's dad in the stands when I did football for TBS back in the day. And this is when Carson was playing at USC. And I was trying so hard to ask him questions. And I don't think he was into it. And it was just really, it was really challenging. And I was young and I didn't know how to navigate through it. So yeah, there was that one.
Yeah. Maybe this actually Gary Bettman now comes to mind because he was like, I know you don't know anything about hockey, but thanks for the questions. That's when I bought Hockey for Dummies.
I got it too.
Okay, last question. And then we will continue these thoughts over on the full episode of Calm Down Podcast. But Jacqueline, Jacqueline_9 with a fantastic question. How many days of dry shampoo is too many? Calm down, greasy hair.
Go ahead.
I have a thing. I have a shower affinity. I've already showered twice today. I have to shower right when I wake up, and then I shower after a workout, and then I shower before I go to bed. So sometimes it could be up to 3 times a day, which I'm into. And I can't do the greasy hair thing. Also because it's blonde and I feel like you see it right away. So the most—
Do you wash your hair every time?
Yeah, that's also why it's falling out and it's super dry.
You're not supposed to.
I know. I'm working on most days I've ever gone without washing my hair is 2 max. Max a million. That's it.
I'm not really a dry shampoo girl anyways because I work out pretty much every day and I just feel like everything gets so greasy. So yeah, I can go to like 3 to 4 days without washing my hair, but then it turns into a real situation. I could give your car an oil change with my head.
Right.
So I'm more of a texture spray kind of gal. And then back in the day when my whole head was covered in a weave, I just used to do the front track wash if I was real
a top wash.
Greasy. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I just can't find a dry shampoo that really agrees with me. I feel like I get kind of like the little specks in my hair and it looks like dandruff and I'm not into it.
No. Okay. Dry Bar has a good shampoo. Oh. Or a good dry shampoo. And the texture spray, not an ad, Unite. When I'm back
it.
Into the
Use
short
it.
Hair space, Unite texture spray, ladies and gentlemen, too. It's not just for the ladies. I highly recommend that, as does Aaron. For more tips on your hair, let's all unite on the full episode of Calm Down Podcast now. Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.